Good fuck everybody. We're holding over here in it's page 270. It's on the pasuk Vayikra Yaakov Bonavir Mi Os Vagilchem Shikrim Schemach Zayomim. It's a long akeda here that deals with a very fundamental concept of schar and oinish in terms of different parts of a person, different kufis and Chal Yisrael. So, mehusa schar v'nefesh aguf nevdelim b'nehem. L'mash rosa chochma loikis likvoya sochotoiv chilev avoidas ha-mitzvis chuyev she'agmulo misas chola munhogim bo l'mishtatim ha-seho. So the point that he makes is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's schar is befitting, and because a person, when he does something, he does it with a guf and a neshama, schar has to be in both. Kavana said, Shemeacha shadas titzavet toniach mitzvah ve'es shnechal ke'odom. The tzivui of mitzvahs is on both the chsichli, the chelik ha'sichli shira b'deis emunas amitias. We're expected to understand, to know, to do what's right, mitzat seichel. Kigoyin shehu emuna b'idias ha'kel yisparach b'eilat v'am pratim. V'inya ashkoch v'ayim v'ratzim avoydek yoytze. Ashal yigzve ma'seichel v'lo yaskila me'atzmoy. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a chelik of mitzvahs in general, and in each mitzvah pratis, I'll explain, that addresses the seichel and das of a person. V'loy oid, ele she yisudru me'adeyas asich zem kimaisim atorim kulam, mosh'om ha'chocham, soifdov ha'kol nishma, es el kim yirei zoysa shoysa ha'odom, yirei ka'pu'ulos ha'misudoros ma'kin ha'sichel she'benefesh, asher b'yiris Hashem, lefi ha'isharas ator loikis, hein shu ha'sichel loikis v'mivuah. Not only are there two parts of the mitzvah, some mitzvahs apply to this, some is applied to this, but the Torah makes it clear that mitzvahs in general that affect a person's das and cognizance and so on have an effect on doing the mitzvahs. The pasuk says, "Esal kim yirei v'esetz ma'isav shmur." So that means through yira, a person keeps the mitzvahs. So that means that the chiyuvim, the tzivuyim are on both. V'amar, kizeh kol ha'adam. Why does it say kizeh kol ha'adam in the pasuk? So the pasuk pshat is, well, that's all you have, is just to do good things and so on. He says a different kinach. Ki kvar chokar al kol ma'is ha'adam echal kipur lo'isav kol ha'derech asher chilkum aristoi. Be'oimroi kol ha'mlochav kol lim kol ma'is kol bechira. Yiroya shu letik v'toiv. Lidroish v'losa behena ma'yisin la'odam chol amol shamei chadoli. So a person, Aristotle said that everything, the entire scope of study and learning, understanding, is to figure out what is it that's unique and good for a person. In other words, if I'm asking myself as a person, what's my job? What am I? What's unique? So he says, "Le'motzo by shum yisem asher adam k'mushavaya v'parash yosef v'rishaynis at shebia ki ilu ha'pula ela pulas ha'teres asher motzo ba mitzad achelik asichli amishat ha'ter loikis zekal adam." Sorry, he's going back on Koheles, not going on Aristotle. He's saying that Koheles says, if I take a look and ask myself, is there anything unique about Adam? If I'm asking myself, what should Adam be looking to fulfill himself as Adam? The only thing I can think of is the chelik of a Teres Eloikai. V'inye nifla moid nimshcha seifuk mashvati mishalei b'perushoi til lekel. So basically the point of Koheles is to try and to eliminate what are the things that are a worthwhile pursuit and what's not. In other words, there are many havaminas about what constitutes a kedai pursuit, and each one gets shut down, and the only thing that's left over is Elakim Yirei Mitzvah Shemar. But Ulami says, Zeha Inyan, The Aristotle couldn't get to it. Actually, raw or a terloikis. For loze loisomu shum poil misuda mechelica sikhle uni, I will somu copulosa nish ars patsik voice of Bishar Samachdal. So Aristotle could not find any type of activity that would be appropriate in the world of sikhli. He could find actions that are noble and good, but nothing mitzad the chelak ha-sichli says. V'kamot mohani me'arambam zal, shenimshach ha-bazeh, k'me shiroi b'dvar b'feirish perik chavzayin chelak yimsev mora, and he wonders, how is it that the Rambam also seems to have fallen in line? And he says, u'shlei musa achonu shi'a maskel b'fol, v'tzeloi ma'sheloi seichel b'fol. V'hu, sheyeda kol ma shebicholos darim ladaitoi mikol hanimtzoes, kifi shemusa achrein, ein boi maisim lo midos. A person's tachlis is total yedia. Upek sheni makdomas pekavus ama, achachelik asichli yeshu mevucha, avne oimesh yesh bazeh koyach mitzvos aveil fe munas das emitis. Avol ein boi maisa sheimolav shem mitzvah shem aveir estam. Velazer mati lemaila shebishnei achalokim ahem yimotzi mitzvah aveiros vashnei achalokim are margish mesoyos otchel zapek. So basically what he's saying is that he didn't think that there would be any type of mitzvahs and averus in Seichel and Das. It seems as if there doesn't seem to be any. He does say, the Rambam says, well, because there are chiyuvim and averus, there's all the days, and so on and so forth. So those specifically are shayach to it. In other words, those specific ones that you can't say other than the shayach to the seichel nas, those will have to say. But that the klolius of mitzvahs are shayach to the world of seichel nas, the Rambam doesn't say. Vani oimer. So the Akeda speaks about the Rambam. He says, kivadai ha'emes lochatzose v'sumo b'mevucha shezochar. The Rambam was starting with Aristotle, but he was forced to acknowledge that there is some element of mitzvahs naveris. Im mitzad atzma tzadeyes emunos, v'im mitzad ma shesidimena ila pulos emu'ulos, ela shetuchra, et shehuchra al dea philosophy, v'nisha mina inya ze niflo, u'she poil miyuchod ala shleimus achan la'odom, v'ma she yimashchu mena maisim atayrim, ashe inam ascholos zolosai. So he says, the Rambam also, because he was forced to learn that there is a world of deos and amunas that says you have a chiyuv. So okay, so those are dinim on the seichel das. But the Akedah says it's much bigger than that. The world of mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim are meant to be a world that are born of das and seichel and chachma. And emotions, and that's it's a much deeper perspective. It's a three-dimensional perspective on the world of deus and so on. We're talking about the Maisei HaTorah emanating from a sense of recognition that this is Elikus. So he says is going back on they will be maiming you forever through the world of Torah or Matan Torah, or Matan Torah will be an expression of that.
If
if a person really understands and is cognizant of all those emunas he's listed, don't all mitzvahs flow from that? If a person has a vision of what a good society is, do we not have all of the various activities you do coming about as a result of your ideology, of your sense of what it is? So in Yaakov and Yonim, Achshav Sheimtu Chazal Mashanimlo Begorman Talmud Gadol, Shatalmud Mevidei Maisa. So basically the point that he's making is we look at the world of mitzvahs and emunah as being one world where the chshivas lies in having the pu'ulos as a result of the havana and so on. And this is betzim what a person is. A person, a guf without a neshama is nothing. Even if a person has living functions, that's an animal. Without a neshama, you're an animal. A neshama without a guf is not an entity. When you have a neshama and a guf acts out of direction of the neshama, that's when you have tzuras adam. It's true on a simple level. It's certainly true on the olam mitzvahs that he talks about. Hine kichein, so the Akeda says, being that this is so, so seichel, its understanding of the world and life, is the first organ in a person that is focused correctly based on emuna. A is etzem understanding if it's right. Or the way he does things that are appropriate. The achrav, and then following the direction of the seichel, the physical parts of activities a person does that become part of this world of mitzvahs is second. Vize im lasis kol mitzvahs hamusudos miloikis gam kol hamaisim sheyigzem asechol mipas atzmoi asher kulam titzave sheosu lishma. So he adds a line over here. A, those maisim that a person does only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so, like choik. So choik is clearly an expression of a hakar elokis. But even something which is mishpat and seichel understands it, we still have a chiyuv to do it, b'teiras, that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's put into the Bria. We have a chiyuv to do it, b'teiras, I don't want to call it a chayk, but b'teiras being a loiki. So even those areas that one might call a mishpat, still, when done right, come from an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, and therefore he says, so the schar and the gemul must come to both parts of a person. Either the seichel das a person zeicha for eternity to be misanigal Hashem. And in the chelak gufnis should have its atzlocha. So Bal Korchach Schar must come to both, because since both together form the entity that should do mitzvahs, that's why mitzvahs are set out. So b'meila, each Schar includes an element of Atzlocha in this world and Olam Haba. Okay, next. Amana kishne elan yonim, asha kein nitnu le tagmul shel kadim moshes baya. Im he yoshem shav beemes mitziusam, hine hu mevushem fechem yon. So point one, Adkan was the first point he's making, and that first point is that a person has two parts to himself. There's a chelik that's the sichli, let's call it. There's a chelik a maisi. The two together come together when they do mitzvahs. They must come together, and therefore there's schar for both of them. Now, in the next part, he's going to explain the difference between the schar for the guf and the schar for the nefesh, in how we grasp it, how we understand it, how we know it. Hemana. Kishnel yonim asher kein nitnu litagmul l'shei chalki odik v'shesbaya. Ime yoshim shavim be'emes yusam. So it's true that both of them exist. Hine mevu asher efechim yonim. But they're very different in some aspect. Kihine. Ha-toyves ha-nafshes u'yadur mitziusam. Ki musig l'arim ha-chamoves. So the toyve comes to the nefesh we know comes after death. Ki azeh oma yoko b'ne Hashem osa chasidah. So the schar of Olam Haba is something we know as a fact, but it's something that's nister from us. What exactly it is? The only thing we can say intelligent is it's good. Anything other than that, no way. Since we don't understand what it means, what a soul means, except in as much as express itself in our body, so certainly there's no way we can think of Olam Haba. So there is no. It's not just that it's much much greater. No, it's different, and it's nothing. So we can be very sure about it coming to person after Misa, but what it is not known. For the zeh chachma terloikis meoid b'mashechod lemehaskes agmula nafshi hageda areishem espar b'mohusay lefi she'ein koach b'shum loshen umalitza rak lahoras anyanem ashetchila nefesh amedabo shemea. So he said, we have a problem. The reason why the Torah cannot be mayrich on it is because to speak about something, you need to have words. And there are no words that fit it. So we don't have any type of words that fit it. And therefore, we have no way of expressing it, no way of saying it, and so on. So the only thing we can say intelligent about schar lasid lavoi are remozim. That there is, that it's big, that it's forever. Nothing else we can say really intelligent. Masha ain kain about in yonim volum haze, we can describe them. Va'ish, ashu toher emunos v'zacha deyos, v'bederech ra v'zar loy hoye v'tavayse v'chukos osmanios. A person who did good and right, he hasn't sunk into taiver or anything like that, so in what the Torah is megala, these people have some insight. We'll see in a second, we'll explain. And whoever doesn't understand it in the limited amount that's written, it's not going to help to say many many words. Let's talk about this and let's explain a little bit. Let's say I'm trying to describe certain feelings about music. By nature, music is can be described in words. I can use words to lead you to a certain thing, but it doesn't translate itself in words. It's a completely different language. So if I'm trying to, so let's say somebody understands music and I give a sweeping sense, this is about this musical piece. For the person who understands it, he'll get it. For a person who's not Maaretz, does understand it. So if I don't understand it in a few short words, I'm not going to understand it in Arichos Dvarim. Arichos Dvarim don't help me any, because the meaning is never expressed in words. So when I'm trying to tell you how a bicycle works, then the more detailed and lengthy my explanation is, the better it is. I can show you point by point what's touching, what's pulling, what's pushing, and so on. So explaining it in more detail is helpful. But if I'm giving you an abstract understanding, I'm trying to explain some concept in quantum physics, which is abstract. It doesn't, not really physical in that sense. So if you get it, if your mind is in tune to these ideas, so with a few mishalim, or formula, or whatever, I give you over what it's about. But if you're not getting it, the talking is not going to help, because I can talk all day long. It doesn't translate into any words or experiences that you're familiar with. So that's not going to help. And that's why the Torah was not mayrich in describing Olam Haba. The Torah gave us some remuzim, because Olam Haba, you either have, either the remuzim are helpful or nothing is helpful. Then he says, and there are many people that deny it. So the Torah is asking to say what's needed to say for the people that are chachamim. And so they're not using this to go off the derech. And the reason why they're going off the derech is because of their own shortcomings. Okay, then he says, Omnam, hafechi shaman or shleif bein ben atavis as man is at zman mitzusam. Lo yeyeh b'mashi yegiyah memal isha pratif ne'atzmoy. So the Tovah Zmanis that we said, the fact that certain things come for a short time and so on, those are clearly, in other words, the schar for the physical part of what he did is this world, and the schar nafsh olam haba. Every person has two types of lives he has to live. One is personal life. Vasheni mashutzorach liches chayashitu v'chevrim ne'ir medinasei. Hu mevor ki lechol poel me'elu achayim ineschara item yuchel m'sachs olav ki ha'maizem shutofim yichuyiv le'mschar m'shutif m'shuchuyiv le'fron schar nifrat. So just like in those activities that a person does his own things, the reward, the feedback is his own. And the areas in which he is mishtatef with a tzibur, it's chal on the entire tzibur. The same thing is true in a person's own nefesh. Mitzvahs, in as much as they're done by each chelik of nefesh separately, gets a separate reward, and this gets a reward together. The same is true also on the chelik of the world of mitzvahs, which is klal mitzvahs, then the schar is also klal. I'll preempt a little bit. I'll speak out a little bit what he means over here. he's speaking over here. There's a big chelik of Torah l'mashal. Imagine a person. Imagine a tzibur has a chiyuv to make a Sanhedrin, to make a melech, to build a beis hamikdash, to do avodah beis hamikdash, and so on. Those mitzvahs cannot be done in any yachid, and they are chal on the tzibur as a tzibur. The things that the Torah says about the reward, the more physical reward, will apply to the tzibur. Because this mitzvah is physical on a tzibur, then it's going to be like that. Miyadua, he says. So first he starts saying, Schar nafshi liyipol b'shum shituf. So in the schar nafshi, that's individual, because it's by its nature, I can join with somebody else in doing something. I can't join with somebody else in thinking, in feeling, in understanding. And that's why he brings the maima she called tzaddik is nichve mechupas shachaveiroi v'zeh ki mailos kachvecha dimimina of the yishit of klal. Each person's maila is unique, and therefore there's a difference between each tzaddik's maimin olam haba, and there's a place where someone else has it stronger than me and I don't have. That's its mitzias. Ve'af ki is asku rabe mitzvah achas. Even if a tzibur does one mitzvah, each person personally has a different knach. So basically, when we do a mitzvah that is by its nature incumbent on the tzibur, the schar in this world is tziburdik, the schar nafshi. No two people do the same thing together. Hermana says, "Ki yesh mitzvah shabbat Torah shei mitivah she'asrak b'shiv anoshim." There are many mitzvahs that can be done only with a tzibur. Beis hamikdash, hakamas melech, avodas, mamodas, mechamas, kreitzelu. Asher ein shum mevoy liyochad asif na'atzmi. There's no way yochad can do these things. Asher yichuyu fi nachaseinu shascham yuchad behena ushiya toiv megiv menu gangshut v'kloli. So the physical day that comes to these mitzvahs will be chal on the tzibur. And that's obviously only shayach to physical reward in this world. You find in the Torah the good that befalls Klal Yisrael as a Klal comes because of these inyonim. And he says, "Amrazal kedai mina the yonim lachzis yol l'shimad mosam mina shayftim sanhedrin." I'm skimming through it, and so on. He says all of these are mitzvahs that are chal netzibur, and the reward, the physical reward for it is chal netzibur. Next paragraph. Ubi yadua kilisporid akesh ashituf asher hoya royu shimotzu in a sein and bikim el avodas haklolius nevdu men atoiz atzos haklolius and shutofais, and vice versa. When we're deficient in all of these inyanim, then we're lacking, then we suffer as a nation physical defeat and let down. Ad asher shavno yisa shvolim ve'isnivs and shokol umis, and so that we become the lowest of all nations. Elashon betuchon chas Hashem esbarach yoshu shuseinik vatchila v'yachzir oseinu mekoyma v'atol yoshu mekav ma'el tevis chomash esdavu kol v'yin kula ma'isa mashiach. Okay, so ad kan he speaks about the toiv that is the physical toiv, and he explains that that's a part and parcel of schar. It applies to a tzibur as a tzibur, applies to yachid for his guf and olam hazah, so on and so forth. We're going to hold it here. I'd probably have to go in it. The hemshech of it, we'll see as of next year, is that Yemois HaMashiach, Olam Haba, and so on, is the exact opposite. We don't have an idea when Yemois HaMashiach will happen, and Olam Haba, we don't understand what it is all about, and he explains why it's and so on. So there's a certain natural break over here we could take, and so we'll be holding by Vihine the Emes Al Ela Tevis Yitzhak Mashaman Shalfin. So the page 274 over here, we're holding over here. Okay, a good for.